This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. This could be a critical week here in Washington, one that could bring with it a partial government shutdown. The issue was a new federal spending plan and U.S. President Donald Trump's insistence it include a down payment on his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. We have a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
I am getting little glimmers from my Republican colleagues and even from the White House that maybe they realize shutting down is a bad idea.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's view is not backed by White House advisor Stephen Miller, who tells CBS's Face the Nation President Trump would absolutely shut down the government.
At stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country, whether or not we can establish and enforce rules for entrance into our country.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says there is a compromise to be had, including a bill introduced earlier this year that she helped write.
It provided $2.5 billion this year and over the next 10 years to fully fund the Border Security Initiative.
Collins appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pakistan arranged talks between American and Afghan Taliban officials began today in the United Arab Emirates in an effort to achieve a political settlement to the long-running war in Afghanistan. President Trump had urged Pakistani President Imran Khan to use his influence to get the insurgents to the negotiating table. Sudan's president has become the first Arab leader to visit Damascus since the Syrian civil war began 8 years ago. Omar al-Bashir arrived on Sunday. Most Arab countries have closed their embassies in Damascus and condemned President Assad for using brutal military force and failing to negotiate with the opposition. No official reason was given for the visit, but Sudan's official news agency said the two leaders held talks about developments in Syria and the region. For news anytime, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia has hit back at a U.S. Senate resolution to end American military support for Saudi forces in Yemen, and another which blames Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a written statement released by the official Saudi press agency, the foreign ministry said the Senate action was based on unsubstantiated allegations and termed it blatant interference in its internal affairs. China has allowed the Canadian ambassador to meet with a second Canadian citizen Beijing has detained after the arrest of senior Huawei telecom executive Meng Wanzhou earlier this month in Vancouver on a U.S. warrant. Paul Evans at the University of British Columbia says Meng's detention raises broad concerns about the economic and political competition between the United States and China.
This is a hornet's nest that has been hit, that is harming Canada-China relations, and that is showing the delicacy of the Canadian position caught between Washington and China.
Evans spoke in Vancouver, where Meng Wanzhou is free on bail. The UN is calling for the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthi militia to respect the ceasefire that was agreed to for Yemen. But Edward Uranian reports there is continued fighting around the port city of Hodeidah.
Deputy Minister for Human Rights in the internationally recognized government, Nabil Abdel Hafid, told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV Sunday the Houthis were stepping up their shelling of regions south of Hodeidah, and the militia had not stopped attacking private property or looting facilities around the port for the past 3 days. He said the government of President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi will respond if the Houthis fail to observe the ceasefire. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Supporters of British Prime Minister Theresa May are downplaying suggestions the government is planning a second referendum on whether to leave the European Union. Joe Johnson, former British Minister of Transport, says a second vote is necessary given the Brexit political turmoil.
We've spent 2.5 years negotiating a deal which is going to be completely unacceptable to Parliament. We have to find a way through. And to my mind, going back to the people and asking them to give the final say on whether they want to do Brexit on this basis or not is the right way to go.
Still unknown is how Prime Minister May will get the current Brexit agreement approved by Parliament without negotiated changes, something EU leaders say will not happen. Gene Randall, VOA News.